Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across all of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
Hey.
Hey.
So, here we are.
Where are we?
We are at the beginning. This is our first conversation.
How is this going to work?
Well, in each conversation, I will be me, and you will be you. But each you will be based on parts of you I've collected from other people. We'll have 6 conversations. So there'll be 6 different yous.
Which me am I today?
You are Mom, and Anne, and Kate, with a little bit of me thrown in. This summer I did some interviews with them, and asked them what they remembered about you.
Okay. So, what do you want to talk about?
What do you think we should talk about?
Well, I'm curious about how we got here. Why did you start these conversations with me?
A year ago, I turned 44. It felt weird being the same age that you were when you died. I felt lost, and I just wanted to talk to you again, to hear what it was like for you when you were my age. I'd spent my whole life trying to be like you, trying to follow you, and it felt like that was ending.
Follow me? What do you mean?
When you died, I didn't know what to do. I looked for you everywhere. I tried to find little pieces of you by doing the same things that you did. I think that's why I went to Williams. I spent 4 years on that campus looking for you, tracing your steps. I met Paul in the first week, just like you met Mom. And then I kinda synchronized my life to yours. I got married at 24. I had my first kid at 26. I became a professor. I made a major life move in my late 30s. Just like you, in the same order, at the same time.
That's ridiculous. I didn't know what I was doing. Neither of us did. Both me and your mom. We were just making it up as we went along.
I think I was hoping that I could know you by being like you. I was only 17 when you died.
So does that mean you never did anything because you wanted to? What about falling in love?
That's complicated. This is hard for me to say. When I met Paul, he reminded me of you. He was an English major. He loved words. And he was a writer. A poet. So not the same. But still a writer. It's so embarrassing. I feel like a cliche.
I wish I could meet him.
Me too. You only missed him by 11 months.
Is he like me?
No. Not at all. He's a beautiful writer, like you were. Exquisite, actually. But he's not like you at all. He's really different. I don't think I actually wanted someone who was like you. I needed someone who could take care of me. I think that's actually why I picked him. He took care of me that first year, when I was so sad.
Oof. It kind of hurts. That feels like a judgment.
Maybe a little. So what about you? Why mom?
Deb was something else. She took care of everyone and everything, even in college. I was easily depressed and I was drawn to her energy. She could bring people up. It was almost like I was borrowing her energy. She challenged me. Really challenged me. When she needed something, she would say, "This is what I need." That's why I went with her to Washington when she wanted to be a midwife. I wanted to support her. It was important to me that she saw that I could support her. I really loved her. I was never sure why she picked me. She had a high school boyfriend when we met. Trevor. He was a bit of a bore. I think she liked that I was mysterious and smart. Which is funny because I was an 18-year-old boy from Cleveland Heights. I grew up right down the street from her. We were so young. If we were 5 years older, maybe we wouldn't have gotten married. And then there would be no you.
And no you. At least this version of you. Do you wish you had done things differently?
Maybe. Not Deb. But I struggled with our decision to have so many kids. We had 4 because Deb wanted to. From the moment we met, she said she wanted to have a lot of kids. And I wanted to give that to her. But I struggled with parenting. I was the oldest of 10 and saw my mother disintegrate. She got really heavy and was stooped over. She gave all of herself to us. I didn't want that to happen to me.
I wanted 4.
Really?
Yeah. I felt like I had failed by having 2. I loved how loud and chaotic our family was growing up. You had to fight to get a word in. I thought that's how a family should feel. Like a circus. Mine is too quiet.
But I didn't want the circus. Your mom did. You wanted different things.
Like LA and Georgia?
Yeah. LA was for me. I'm not sure it was the right thing for all of us.
So why did you go?
Well, I wanted to be famous.
Do you wish we hadn't gone?
That's hard. I was almost 40 and I hated teaching at UGA and the politics of my department. I hated the whole academic political business of it all. There were a lot of good old boys in Georgia. I hated the South. I wanted to get out. And LA was like a dream. The best kind of dream. I wanted to write screenplays. I wanted to be on the red carpet. I wanted a red Mazda Miata. Man, I really wanted that little convertible. I was like a kid. I thought LA would change my life. And it did, in ways. I applied to the American Film Institute because it was my dream. And when I got in, I had to go. But Ellie was for me, not your mom. She had a whole life in Georgia. She had a home birth practice and a whole group of friends. I used to make fun of her because they were hippies and ate carob, but they really loved her, and she loved them. Your grandparents, Mary and Sam, also lived nearby. I think it was hard for her to leave.
I remember being so excited we were moving to LA. I thought we were moving to Hollywood. I puffy painted this tank top with sunglasses and the Hollywood sign. It wasn't what I thought. It was hard. I showed up in South Pass with a southern accent. Everyone made fun of me. I cried almost every day at brunch. I sat alone and ate Funyuns and Ho-Hos. I remember eating a lot of Funyuns and Ho-Hos.
Brunch? What a hoot.
Right?
Who has brunch in middle school? But that was LA. I felt like I was on the outside, too. I'm not a glamorous person. I wanted to be, but I'm not. I'm a donut guy. I love Arby's and Winchell's. I was out of place at AFI. And I was old. Everyone was younger than me. I wish I had started writing sooner.
Why didn't you?
My dad told me that I couldn't be a writer because I wouldn't make any money. Money and stability were so important to my parents. But if I had started writing in college, maybe it would have been different. Did you know that I knew John Sayles in college? He was a real jerk, but my professors loved my writing, and I loved to write. I loved words, and I loved ideas. I liked the challenge of creating different worlds through words. My professors told me that they had never read anything so well written. That meant a lot at Williams.
You know you're a hypocrite, right? You told me I couldn't go to art school when you were in the hospital, dying.
I know. I don't know why I did that. But it didn't stop you.
It did. But that's a story for another day. I want to hear more about LA.
I loved LA. There was a part of me that belonged in California. I loved being in my car, speeding down the freeway, that crisp yellow light. And I loved the food. LA had the best food. I wrote my best stuff in that little room in our garage. I used to spend hours in there talking to your Uncle Jim about characters, how they felt, and what they did, what they would say. Those characters were so real for me. I thought about them everywhere. I got a little mini recorder so I could take notes wherever I was.
I've started doing that with you. After a run, in the car, I can hear your voice in my head. I record what I think you would say.
And do you think you got it right?
There's no way to know. But maybe I'm right in some way?
Maybe. What would I say now?
I think you would ask about that room in our garage.
Do you remember that room? That big green chair.
I remember you listening to your record player with your big headphones on. And that we weren't supposed to go out there when you were working.
You kids were so loud. You fought a lot. One of you was always telling on the other. You needed me so much. I was always getting interrupted by you. All I wanted to do was write and watch movies, and you were always getting in my way.
You yelled a lot.
I was really angry back then. It was a deep, hot, and fast anger. I had a really short fuse. Deb worked at night and slept during the day, so I got really mad because you were loud and would wake her up. But I did get a kick out of you. You were silly. I was tickled by your fashion sense and your friend drama. You kids were fun, especially when you got older. I talked to your brother every day in college. I enjoyed those conversations so much. Sometimes you and I would have these long conversations, and you would say the funniest things. I would write about you guys in my journal. Annie told me this today. Chris said that. Did you read it?
No. Katie has it. But I don't think I could read it. Your handwriting was unintelligible.
Huh. True. At the end, I remember thinking that I didn't have any more time with you, and that I would really miss you.
You said that to me when you were in the hospital.
I was so wrapped up in my writing. I didn't really know you kids. I didn't really connect deeply with you when you were younger. I wasted a lot of time. I feel like I completely missed my chance to know you because I was out in the garage so much. Do you remember the trip we went on? Not long before I got sick.
To Jackson Hole? I didn't go on that trip.
Oh, right. I guess it was just Anne and Kate. Anyway, I remember saying to Debbie, I think I'm ready to be more involved with the family.
So what happened?
I got sick. It was all going well for a couple years. But then it wasn't going so well and I got sick. And everything ended so quickly.
I can't remember that much about the end. What was it like?
I was sick for almost a year, but we had no idea. I lost a lot of weight that summer and I was feeling really good. But then I started coughing. At the beginning, I thought I had pneumonia. I went to the hospital and they did it. Chest x-ray of my lungs. He told me I had pneumonia. I weren't that worried because they said it was a walking pneumonia, so I kept going to work. But then one morning, and I'm sure you've heard this story a million times.
I haven't.
I was washing dishes and I couldn't finish without sitting down and resting on the couch. Your mom sat down next to me and held my hand. And I looked at my nails, and they were blue.
I didn't know that.
Your mom said, we have to find out. Something's wrong. Something is more wrong than they're telling us. She called the head of OB at the hospital, a doctor that she worked with, and he said to come to the emergency room and he would admit me. I was having so much trouble breathing, and when I got there, they removed 2 liters of fluid from my lungs. 2 liters. Is this too much? You want me to stop?
No. Yes. It's hard to hear. But I want to.
In the hospital, they couldn't figure out what was wrong with me, so they did an open lung biopsy. That's what infected me. After the infection, I got really sick. I was almost not functional. I wasn't really there. I died 5 days after the diagnosis. No. It was 3 days after the diagnosis, but 5 days after I was in the hospital, or maybe even 6. I made a lot of jokes during those couple of days. Tumor humor. Without the infection, I would have lived a couple more months, probably. What month did I die?
November. But they told us we would have till Christmas.
After the biopsy, they called Deb on the phone. I remember when she came in to tell me. She said this thing that I will always remember. I thought it would always grow old with you. And I'm not going to be able to. My mind was blown by the whole thing. I was shocked. I was absolutely shocked. We all were. I remember wanting to talk to Jackie, my therapist, Jackie Weissman. She came to the house to talk to me. I remember being really happy that she came to see me when I was back at home.
So you came home again? I don't remember that. I remember Mom sitting us down on that couch. That green couch that you loved. But you were still at the hospital. I just made myself some ice cream. With Hershey syrup on top. And I put it down. Somewhere in those bookcases in the living room. And I never saw it again. I don't know what happened to it.
I did come home for a night. I wanted to go home. As soon as they told me, I wanted to go home. But I had a chest tube, and it leaked all over the sheets. Don't you remember that your mom cut the sheets in half? I was in so much pain with the chest tube, I couldn't even talk to you. We watched TV. I don't remember what we watched. We were watching TV on the couch, and then I went to bed. I woke up in the middle of the night, sweating with a fever, and we had to go back to the hospital. I can't remember if Jim was there. Maybe he was there at first and then came back when I got to the hospital. We were in the emergency room for hours. It was like 10 hours. There were no beds in the hospital, and when we finally got a room, I couldn't breathe. I couldn't breathe. And then Debbie got the doctor to put a thing in so I could breathe. I can't remember much after that. And I think Jim and Mom were with me when I died. But I was pretty out of it. I was already kind of gone.
It's so weird to talk to you about being gone. I mean, you're here. You're in my head, and you're in my computer. And you're answering all my questions.
I am. I'm both here and gone. Do you have any more questions for me?
Just one more. Do you miss being here?
Huh. That feels loaded.
It is.
Those last couple months were hard for me. I don't miss feeling like a failure.
But do you miss us?
Yeah. I miss you. And Anne, and Kate, and Gris. So much. And I miss your mom. I missed the dog, even though she was a pain in the ass. And cooking in our kitchen, and writing, eating food. I love food. I guess I just miss being alive. Driving on a sunny day with the windows down, making cream sauce, and kissing your mom in the kitchen. They used to make you kids so embarrassed. And I loved that. And I missed laughing. I really missed laughing with you.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.